Hey guys, you're listening to Two Bland Gays. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Justin.
And if you're loving it, make sure you follow us on Instagram at Two Bland Gays.
And after every episode, we post questions in our story because we want to hear from you. Now let's take some time to jam to this royalty-free music that we found online.
All right, now let's get into today's episode. No, I just thought it was fun.
You like
no,
it, then...
no, let's not.
No, then I want you to do it.
I don't want to.
I want you to do it again.
I think that you're being really rude.
Say it.
And pretty aggressive. I'm not going to say it.
Here's Kevin saying, and now we're recording. Hello.
Hi. Hey, guys, we're recording, but I'm not going to say it. Stop it. No. Hi, Justin. How are you?
Well, that felt insincere.
All right, let's... Hey, Justin, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Okay.
Thank you for asking.
Wow, okay, great.
I'm doing fine, thank you.
It literally feels, and I think that we already talked about this since I've been here, but I was here a week ago, and it feels like I haven't seen you in 4 months.
I know.
It feels...
I was thinking that today.
I don't understand. I feel like I have not seen you in forever. I feel like... I know that, COVID has made the entire year feel long, but it has been a fortnight since I've seen you. It's so long.
Do you play that game?
I don't know how to
play
it.
Oh my God.
No.
They play it here. It looks like so much fun.
It does.
I can't play games.
I
cannot figure out how to make a character walk and move and also defend itself and also like drink things. Yeah, potions.
Oh.
I don't know. I would just... The last time I tried to play, like, a Call of Duty... spun around
a lot.
And stared up at the... What's it called? Sky.
The sky. I played Grand Theft Auto before I came here. I ran over a lot of people.
Do you get hookers?
I haven't. I didn't get any hookers today, but I can. You can get some hookers.
Oh, yeah.
Not today. But I did hit a lot of people with my car.
Good.
It was very nice.
Yeah.
It
does feel like it's been a long time.
A
That's why I texted you today. I'm like, I'm excited to see you.
I know.
I know, it's weird.
I know. And you know what? It always smells so good in here. You make a house a home every time I'm here. It smells
For you.
It smells great. It smells. So I want to set the scene. I did last time we were here. The Christmas decorations are here.
Yeah, everything's lit up again.
And it's all lit up. And the candles. Justin, when I walked in, Justin said, is it too piney because of the candles? First of all, there's no such thing as too much pine. It smells incredible.
It's strong, though.
But it smells good.
Because, I have 4 candles going right now. They're not all pine. 2 of them are pine. And then 2 of them are like mulling spices.
Oh.
Sort of smell.
Okay.
But then I also have, they're called scentsicles.
Yes. Yes.
In my artificial tree.
Yes. The one from Big Lots.
My Big Lots tree.
Love a Big Lots tree.
So I have, because I want you to believe that this white plastic tree is real.
I thought it was.
It's a balsam fir. And so I hang scentsicles in there so that people walk up and they're like, that's real.
Oh, that's a real tree.
That's real.
Wowee.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Do you want to know a funny thing?
Tell me.
Okay, I'm going to tell you all about this tree because it's actually a disaster.
Oh, God. Okay.
So at the bottom of the tree, do you see it right now? It's wrapped in a scarf.
Oh, that's a scarf.
It's a scarf.
Okay.
Do you want to know why?
Please.
Big Lots forgot to put the leggies.
Oh, no.
In there. So the tree couldn't stand because it had no leggies. So I had this big old wine glass.
Oh my God.
And it was in a round box. I shoved the ass of the tree into a round box.
Okay.
Covered it with a scarf. She's hanging by a limb.
She's struck.
It could fall any minute.
Okay. But it looks great. But until it does, it looks splendid.
But can you believe that they didn't give me leggies?
I don't want to be rude, but it's Big Lots. It's Big Lots. You pay for what you get.
True.
It's Big Lots.
It was a gift.
Okay. But
it was probably a return, but it was fully taped up and everything. I don't know.
Either
way.
It
didn't look like a return.
You doesn't even look like you need the base. It looks fantastic. That scarf, did a great job. Chef's kiss. It looks great.
Thank you.
Mm-mm. Love it.
Wow. And then I have fake candles over there.
It literally, like, for the amount of candles that are in here, you would think that it, like, would be hotter than hell in here. And it's not. And the flames, it looks great. I would be a little concerned at some point that maybe, well, it's, the candles aren't really near anything that would set ablaze, but...
Well, no, there's just two candles on either side up there, but all the ones over there are fake.
Oh, those are fake.
The one under the tree is fake.
Yeah, because if that lighting tree up goes a tree. Ass over tea kettle, you don't want it going right on that candle.
Sorry, everyone's ears, RIP ears. true.
No, yeah.
Yeah, because that tree could go down any minute. And honestly, if it fell towards those candles, I'm going up in flames.
Oh, absolutely.
But thank God I'll let you know I have no will to live.
Me either. Perfect.
So
2020. It really
if everything
has done wonders.
Caught fire, I think I just lay in my bed and be like, all right, here we go.
Good. See ya.
Yeah, it's a pretty big room. They have time to get out.
They can get it. You're just like, I'm a little chilly. I'll stay and enjoy the heat.
And on the other side is a fireplace. So,
Either way.
Everything's going up in flames in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Justin, underneath Justin's tree in a box, he has tons of Christmas presents. Oh. He's already started... Mm-hmm. I say it as if it's really that surprising, but Justin has almost all of his Christmas shopping done, and I haven't started yet.
Almost all of it done, and all of it that I have wrapped.
Oh, it looks great.
Except for the stuff I bought today. Everything is wrapped. I love to wrap.
You do a great job.
Thank you.
It looks beautiful.
Thank you.
And your wrapping paper of choice?
Yeah, well, fantastic. It's expensive.
Well,
I just like it. I like it to look good.
I'm looking for the 3-pack at Walmart
for
98 cents.
Makes me nauseous.
No. I do. Justin, I'm poor.
I already told Kevin that I would wrap his gifts this year.
And you're definitely going to do it.
I'll do it on podcast. Bring him next week.
Fine.
Just kidding. You won't have any. Kevin hasn't started shopping.
I haven't
started. I'm almost done. Kevin hasn't started. Mine is wrapped and under the tree.
Yeah, I haven't started yet. Every time I think about it, it, like, kind of gives me a panic. So, like, I'm, like, getting, like, the panic sweats now thinking about it because
I just can't believe you didn't start.
December 5th.
And the stores are full.
And I don't want to go.
I know. I don't blame you.
I know.
So do your online shopping.
So here's my thing. So last weekend, Kaya and I went. We did Small Business Saturday last Saturday, and we did some shopping. Unfortunately, I did it all for myself. But I was out, and it is busy. And now I'm a little too scared to go to the mall. I kind of spooked myself.
Yeah.
So now it's a little late in the game. I'm a little concerned if I order online, it's not going to get here in time. And I don't want to support Amazon because Amazon is run by a shithole.
Getting any gifts from Kevin.
So no one, I'm going to just really find, you know, remember like when you were a kid and you made like the hand turkeys? Like on the brown construction paper?
Yeah.
That's going to be me last minute making gifts for
everyone.
People
love handmade gifts.
People do. And Patrice.
I like a handmade gift.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, Patrice.
Patrice made me a candle last year.
See, that's lovely.
It's lovely. She did a great job.
Yeah, that's great.
But so I'm going to have to figure out my gifting situation because I am very behind this year and it's not looking good.
There are certain websites, though, that like they have a clock up at the top that tells you like the last day you can order to make sure that it's here. So I would just like... surf around.
Yeah, I'm gonna
or
have
do
to.
Your shopping in person, which is scary this year, but I can tell you that like you just pick the right times to go.
True. And I think everyone is doing like the order online pick up at store, or like if you're at the mall they'll come out to your car, which is really cool, so maybe I'll do that.
At Bed Bath and Beyond they are like wanting you to do the like drive up thing,
so
they're giving you incentive of like a certain percentage off of your full order.
Literally,
if you go and pick it up.
Oh my God.
Instead of going in.
Fine. Fine. Twist my arm. Fine. All I have to do is pull up. Beep, beep. I'm here. Give me my shit.
So I just assume that other places will probably have.
I would hope so. Where I work as a company, we aren't promoting any of that this year because we're so far behind that we're getting just like ridiculed on social. And it's just, I'm trying to avoid that situation. I don't want to be the Karen that's like, where are my Christmas gifts? Because I ordered on, like, December 13th. So,
I can't believe you didn't start.
I know. Well, so we were planning on trying to get together. Like, my brother lives in Ohio, so we were going to try to get together somewhere in the middle and just do, like, we were all going to get, like, a big Airbnb and just stay in for the weekend and just enjoy each other's company, not do gifts. But we decided, like, late this week that we weren't going to do that because cases are obviously spiking again because assholes couldn't stay in for Thanksgiving.
Or wear a mask.
Or wear a fucking mask. Simple. Simple task, wear a mask. You know,
that's... I don't want you to speak ever again.
Well, that's what it says on the billboards.
Okay, thank you.
But anyway, so we decided we're not going to do that. So now instead of doing that, I have to get gifts and I have to figure that situation out. But that will happen hopefully soon. Stay tuned. Find out next week. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. This podcast comes out soon. And then our next podcast comes out the day before Christmas Eve. So we'll check in with Kevin the day before Christmas Eve and see how it's going.
God, I guess we'll find out.
See if we're here in my room crafting some handmade gifts.
Gobble, gobble. We'll do it. The hand turkeys. Oh, my God.
Perfect. Perfect. Do you want to know when I bought my first Christmas present this year?
Tell me.
The middle of October.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I need time. I'm not done. I ordered from a lot of Etsy stores this year.
Oh, you're like, cute. That's nice.
Thank you. Thanks.
You did a good job.
I like to buy, I want to buy stuff that is helping small businesses. Mm-hmm. You know, some things I did have to, I did get something on Amazon.
I know.
But I had to because it's literally something that was either like Amazon or Walmart. Like I couldn't find this like ridiculously random thing that I needed.
Yeah.
And I fucking hate Walmart. And oh my I know God. That we hate Jeff Bezos. But if you knew the area that I'm in and the Walmart that is around and the clientele of the Walmart that is here.
Yeah, oh, my God.
You cannot walk in and out there without getting gay bashed.
Oh my, no, absolutely not.
So I'm going to do it from my bed.
And you know no one going to the local Walmarts are wearing a fucking mask.
I'm
going to
say something.
Say it.
Brave.
Say it.
If Jeff Bezos came and knocked on my door.
Yeah.
And wanted to put a ring on this finger.
The answer would be
y'all
yes.
Can go to fuck because I'm marrying Jeff Bezos.
Me too.
I don't give a shit.
Me too.
I'm always like, there shouldn't be any billionaires. People don't need that much money. Bitch, if I had that much money, y'all not going to hear from me.
My tune is changing the moment someone proposes. I'm saying it. You have money and you're going to propose? Fine.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
You'll never hear from me again.
Never. See you never. Yeah. I don't need to.
I'm living in Jamaica.
Fine.
My four-story fucking mansion.
Oh my God. For real, though. And, you know, do you know Grimes? Grimes is married to Elon Musk.
Yes. He's yucky, though.
They're both pretty yucky, but hello. If you'd like it, you should have put a ring on it. Fine. Here I am.
I will say, controversial.
Say it.
I'm saying it in jest. But people hate billionaires because they're not one. Myself included.
Oh, absolutely.
We're jealous over here.
Oh, my God.
I have to question every day if I can afford to go to the Taco Bell drive-thru.
That's real.
Okay?
That is so real.
So we're all like, there shouldn't be billionaires. And we're saying that because we don't have $1 billion.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying it.
That's why I'm saying it, too.
That's why I'm saying it. So if a billionaire husband wants to come over and talk to me, come on over.
Hi.
Also, if he's straight and wants me to be a little secret.
Fine.
My lips are sealed.
I won't tell anyone.
I'm Allie and AJ, bitch.
What's up? Oh, my God.
All right, so let's take a little break because I have a game
God.
I want to play with you.
Yeah, Justin has a game prepared. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Oh, my God. Okay, we'll be right back.
Bye.
Okay. Sorry.
What the fuck was that? Sorry.
Okay, so we are... Justin, I got here and Justin was very excited about a game that he's come up with.
It's not even, I didn't come up with it. I mean, well, it's you putting things in your mouth. You're very used to that.
I'm very good at that. That's all I do.
He went Moe's and I went a guy named Moe.
I know you did. I know you did. If only.
Okay, so Bud Light now has seltzers.
Oh, God.
Which is interesting in itself.
I know.
And I heard that they were good. This holiday season, they released what's called an ugly sweater pack.
Oh, boy.
So it's a four different flavors of, like, what I consider very strange seltzer flavors.
I'm very nervous.
So there's one that's, like, and we're going to start off with this one that's, like, pretty, like, okay, whatever. And then it just gets weirder and weirder.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So here's the thing. So I've already tasted them. I know exactly what they taste like. And I have drank them the past 3 nights.
Oh, my God. Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Kevin has not tried them. And he says he does not even know what the flavors are.
No idea.
So I'm going to crack one open and put a little in a cup for him, a lot in a cup for me. He's going to try it and see if he can guess what flavor it is.
I'm like picturing, like, because it's like an ugly sweater, like holiday. I'm like, one of them's got to be like pine. Like,
oh,
I can't.
No.
I'm nervous.
No, it's not pine. God. No, and it's, everything's truly edible.
Are they delicious, though?
Everything is edible.
Okay. That doesn't make me feel any better.
There's like a couple flavors that like I need a buzz before I drink it.
Okay. A couple? There's only four.
I stand by what I said.
Okay. I said what I said. Okay.
There's one. I'll say it. I don't like it.
Okay, good. Wow.
There's one that, yeah.
Do you think I will like them?
Yeah, because, well, you're an alcoholic.
That's real.
You're a boozer.
I'm a big booze hound. Yeah, I am. Woof, woof.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a booze hound.
Thirstier than a fish over here.
Absolutely.
So do I think that you'll like them? Yes.
Okay.
Because they're alcohol.
I would suck the alcohol out of a deodorant stick, if I'm being honest. So let's do this.
All right. So you can't watch me pour it.
Okay. I'll turn away.
Turn away and just give me an intimate moment with our friends here.
Yes, please.
Hi, friends. Okay. So I'm not going to tell you guys either what it is until after he guesses, obviously.
Oh, God.
So you're just going to have to imagine. Hold on. Let me give you a good old...
give her the crack.
Yeah, let me give you a crack of this can.
Here. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
It's fucking ASMR.
That is ASMR action.
It smells so good. Don't look, Kevin.
I'm not looking. I'm looking at your beautiful decorations above your bed.
You're embarrassing me.
This beautiful cacti. What is that? Is that a... It's not a sheet.
It's a tapestry.
A tapestry. I'm very...
You just thought it was a fucking sheet.
No, I'm very uncultured. I don't know anything about decor. I'm the guy that put beer cans on my Christmas tree when I was in college, so I don't know. And the star was a Bud Light can.
So. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was pretty gross.
All right, here.
Ready?
Yep, here's the first one. They're little cups. You're going to have to throw them back because we have to get through four.
Oh, my God. You filled it right to the... Can I sniff it?
I think we should start with a sniff and then maybe a guess.
Okay.
A guess or two.
Okay.
Sniff and guess.
Oh, my God, it smells great. That smells like a Truly to me. That smells pretty good.
Okay, well, it's a hard seltzer, so probably does smell like a Truly.
Okay.
So, any guesses on what you think that smells like?
I'm going to say maybe a cranberry. Wait, I wanted to cheers.
I didn't want to cheers.
Oh. Okay. Well,
fine, let's cheers.
Okay, cheers.
I took a big old sip.
You did. Okay, clink. Oh, that ain't bad.
No, right?
That
I like
ain't
that.
Bad.
That's my favorite one.
That's good.
Yeah.
Do they have, like, weird flavors, like, well, like, weird names? Like, cranberry goodness.
No.
Okay, is it cranberry?
It is.
Oh, it's good. It's really good.
It's so good.
I really like that.
Yeah, no, it's so good. But it smells just like cranberry juice, right?
No, it does, yes. I could toss these back.
Toss
it
back.
I'm going to toss it back.
Toss it back. I'm really just trying to get Kevin hammered.
Justin's just trying to make me pass out.
And then we're going
to... And then we're going to
get him hammered and then watch The Grinch.
Do you want to watch The Grinch tonight?
I'll watch anything.
Justin and
Any
I are gonna,
Christmas movie.
I'm so in. So when Justin and I are done with this, we are going to watch a Christmas movie, but we are also going to do a quick little photo shoot in some ugly sweaters because we're going to be giving away
really fun Christmas cards.
Yeah. Yay! I'm so excited.
To Holly Jolly Gays.
Just a couple Holly Jolly Gays.
Yeah. I'm excited about it.
Me too.
Although I will tell everybody, I hate getting my picture taken.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I know you do.
Well, rude.
For the company that Kevin works for, he's in charge of social media, and he's made himself a model for the page.
I have, and I ain't mad at it. I'm not saying I'm a stunner, but...
He hasn't asked me to do it.
I have asked you to do it.
Okay.
You're rude.
Do you love this?
It's really good.
Okay, throw it back, because I want to do another flavor.
Oh, shit. That was good.
Here's the thing. Kevin can throw shit back.
I can throw it back. Like, and then, honestly, dare me to, and I'll just do it.
You don't even need to be dared.
Don't even
just look around
me,
and say, did somebody say chug this?
Did someone say toss that back?
And everyone's like, no, we're having dinner.
Well, I guess I'll do it. And I get on the knee in the middle of Olive Garden and chug it back.
I fucking love Olive Garden.
I love Olive Garden.
And that's a controversial statement.
I know. Why?
Get over yourself.
Literally, anyone that wants to come at me and say that Olive Garden is gross or is not authentic Italian, eat shit.
I eat Taco Bell.
Me too. Hola. I'm
going to
eat
it. Authentic.
No, I'm looking for good.
Yeah.
And I'm looking for the buy one, get one free entree at Olive Garden.
And oh my God. And I do love authentic, like, Italian food. Absolutely. Of course. But don't shit on the inauthentic.
No.
Olive Garden has such good pasta. Fucking fight me.
No. And endless breadsticks and salad. My God. And I'm here for it. No,
I have one of their breadsticks in my ass right now.
Yeah. I thought that's what that was. Yes. I smelled the garlic.
Yeah, well, wait till the photo shoot later.
Great. Can't wait.
Guys, we're one half of a candy.
I don't know how we're doing this. I'm
Hold
be here
on
till
tight,
dawn.
People. Hold on tight.
Get in the sleigh. We're going.
Turn away.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay, so we're on to the second can. I'm very nervoso. Yeah.
Are you?
I'm nervous.
Don't look.
Because I feel like it's going to get worse
Hold on.
As we go.
Quiet.
Oh, wow.
That was good, right?
That was really good.
It's not going to get worse. I mean, actually, I guess it depends on if you like these flavors.
Okay. I just can't imagine.
Don't look.
I'm not looking. I just can't imagine what else is going to be in this box because cranberry is really the only, thing
I can think of. There's only one that I thought was sort of like a normal.
Oh,
thing.
Wow.
That's what I would call the cranberry one. Cranberry was pretty normal.
Cranberry is really normal, and I like that. So that makes me very, like, Bud Light, what were you thinking when you were like, I'm going to make this seltzer pack? It just makes me very nervous.
I filled these to the brim.
Oh, wow. You sure did. Oh, my God.
I used the whole can.
Oh, you used the whole can?
Yeah, I didn't want to take time to refill.
Oh, my God.
So I just filled these.
I'm going to be slurring my words halfway through this one.
You're already slurring
your words. I'm already a mess.
I will tell you, I was not facing the mic the whole time that I was pouring that. So if I get really quiet, there's why. Sorry.
Okay. All right.
I'm not cheersing again. These
no,
are too
we don't
full.
Have to. They're way too full this
give
time.
Give it a sniff.
I'm
going to
give her a sniff.
Okay, go for it.
Put my sniffer on it. I don't like it already. That smells not good.
I think it smells so good.
Are you joking?
No, I'm serious.
Well, it smells good, but it smells like a sugar cookie. And I don't like that. I think that for a seltzer is unacceptable. How is that?
I love it.
I'm nervous. I don't like this. Okay, ready?
Try it. It's not sugar cookie.
Okay. I hate it.
No, you don't.
It's vanilla.
It's...
What is that?
It's not, but I see what you mean. Give her another. You gave it a very little.
I don't like it.
Just fucking drink it.
Again, I will drink anything and I'm going to finish it. But oh my. Is that peppermint?
Yes.
That's. Ew. Why?
No, but that's not all that it is.
Oh, no. Is it candy cane?
I'll tell you what it is.
Okay.
It's peppermint patty.
Oh.
So it's like a chocolate pepper.
Okay, yeah.
Do you get it?
I can see where the chocolate is.
I think it's so good. Kevin had a vile reaction. I'll have everybody know. He threw his head back.
Listen, so when I'm drinking a seltzer or when I'm boozing, I'm fucking boozing. Like, I'm not like, here's a can.
Yeah.
I could not, like, shotgun this can.
No, you're gonna chug that.
I'm gonna, but, like, this is not.
This is a sipper.
This is a sipper.
And when
sure is.
And I do think when people drink hard seltzer, they're looking for a toss back.
Here's the right.
And this is definitely a sipper.
This is a sipper.
This
one does not go down smooth.
No.
It's not.
This is like when if you're like trashy, like say you're like decorating your Christmas tree with beer cans, when you're trashy like that, this is like a good decorating the tree.
Wait, so could we also agree?
Look how cute those cans are.
The cans are really cute. That little snowman in the corner, I'm crying.
Are you dead over it?
It's so cute.
Wow, look how happy he is.
He's tray cute.
Fucking beaming.
He's wonderful. Wait, so can I just go on a limb and say that I might put this in maybe like a stemless wine glass, but I would put it, maybe I'll put like a little something on the rim and then I could do like some candy cane around the rim.
Do you
want
to know what I did last night?
Tell me what you
did. I'm
going
to tell you what I did last night. I mixed one of these with peppermint vodka.
How was it?
It tasted like Listerine.
Oh, no.
It wasn't great.
That sounds terrible.
The peppermint vodka mixed with something else that's peppermint was just like...
That's a lot coming at you all at once.
Let me give you that face again.
Tell me. Ugh.
You know?
Yeah.
So it was like... But I felt like I was brushing my teeth.
That's nice.
But it was all just terrible for me.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think it would be cute, like, maybe, like, an Instagram pic of, like, your glass with, like, a little bit of candy cane around the rim. But I don't know if I could do this very often. I'd go
with
the cranberry.
I could mix this with, like, a chocolate liqueur.
Oh, yeah.
Would you, like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a mudslide with a little bit of this. Actually, I'll say it. I like this, but it's unnecessary.
It's, you know, Bud Light was trying to really think outside the box. And they did.
Baby, this is not the ones that are outside the box.
I don't even understand what else could be next. This is too much. This sleigh ride is bumpy.
Okay, so far we've done Cranberry and Peppermint Patty.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you would rate Cranberry as one, and currently Peppermint Patty is in the second place.
Oh, absolutely.
Cranberry, sure. You could toss, right?
Oh my
you
God.
Could, like,
yes, absolutely.
That's a
I'm
holiday
on one
drink.
Knee tossing it back.
Yeah. Oh, I'm holding a funnel above your head and we're
I'm
drinking.
Doing
yeah.
it. Yes. I'm, yeah. Oh, hands down.
Do you know how many times I've seen Kevin with a funnel to his
oh
mouth?
Oh, my God.
And like, how many times I've been dumping something into a funnel with like, Kevin's mouth?
Literally countless times.
Kevin's one that taught me how to shotgun.
Oh, memories. I love that. It's precious.
It was terrible. I hate beer.
Oh, do you remember? It was Hannah's birthday. It was Gina's birthday. And we were at your mother's house.
Oh.
And I
was. Happy holidays, Mom.
Happy holidays, Marie. And I was in a tie-dyed white trash eagle tee. And Allison was in
always.
A yellow Allison? Golden retriever. Oh, Patrice. Caprice.
You didn't remember her name.
I'm sorry. She was in a yellow golden retriever shirt, and we were playing Edward 40 Hands, and it was just wild. And then
yeah.
I was pouring it into her mouth as she was on a knee.
Yeah.
Memories.
In my kitchen.
Yes, yes. And I believe Gina calls the toilet in your mother's downstairs bathroom Queen Mary Elizabeth.
It's true.
It's true.
Oh, my mom doesn't know any of this.
Hi, Marie. No, Marie was there for that party.
No, she was not.
Yes,
no,
she was. No, because remember she challenged me to a like we were chugging or we were going to do shots or something.
No, you were Edward 40 Hands.
No, Marie and I were going to
play. It was a different party.
I don't know. Marie was there.
Oh, wait. We're confusing the parties.
You're
sorry.
Talking about.
No, I'm Queen Mary Elizabeth came from the Alice in Wonderland
it
party.
Sure did. I was the Mad Scatter.
We used to do only themed parties.
Listen.
And then everyone used to pass out in my bedroom.
Not me.
I can't.
We don't have to talk about it.
No.
But we don't have to talk about it. But I want to just say really quick for anyone that doesn't agree with a themed party, you're missing out. Because
you're
a
missing
theme,
out.
A theme is the whole centerpiece of the party. And it is the most fun. And it's so fun to see what people dress up as. And if you don't mm-hmm. dress up for a theme party,
you're
a fool. You're being rude.
And we would invite people that were not necessarily people that would you would think would dress up. And then remember, they'd come with like face paint
yes.
on their face. Like really
yes.
like
they would go out.
Parties are fun. I would have a theme party right the fuck
bitch,
now.
Me too. Fine. You want to call this? I could throw and I am wearing an ugly sweater. You want to yes. call this an ugly sweater party? Let's do it.
A two-person ugly sweater party. You're invited.
Let me set the scene. So I am currently wearing a lavender, no, like a dark purple.
Plum.
A plum. I'm wearing a plum ugly sweater vest, and it has ladybugs on it, and it says Bah Humbug on it. And I just thought it was really festive.
And it's a 3X.
It's a 3X. So, and it fits me like a glove.
It does. It's a little
like,
tight.
It's a little tight. I'm like bursting at the seams, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Throw this back.
Let's throw it back and let's get into number three.
I cannot believe that you just like outed me for having these ragers.
What do you mean?
At my mom's house.
Marie knows. Marie was at the one.
She was at one of them.
Whatever, fuck.
Embarrassing.
Whatever. Marie doesn't give a shit. Marie does the same thing in the woods. You know she does.
Throw that back, Kevin. Let's have another one. Let's see what else we can uncover today.
I don't like this. This tastes like a Bath and Body Works perfume.
I like it. Mm-mm. I'll like it, but like I said, I think it's unnecessary.
Absolutely. On today's episode of My Drunk Kitchen.
Oh, you are Hannah Hart.
I am Hannah Hart. Who are you?
Mamrie.
Oh, I love Mamrie. I was reading Mamrie's book today.
Yeah, I saw.
It was so good.
I used to watch her videos, You Deserve a Drink, all the time.
She's so funny.
Just really witty.
She's a riot. She's a riot.
Will you please finish that?
I can't. It's disgusting.
It's not disgusting. It tastes like warm vanilla sugar.
Yeah, I don't know if I want that in a beverage, in a chilled beverage.
All right, turn away.
On today's episode of Two Bland Gays, we get trashed and you listen as we slowly lose consciousness.
All right, look away.
I'm looking away.
All right, quiet everyone. Quiet on the set.
That's
a good sound.
It's like ASMR every time. You know what? I've said it before and I'll say it again. If things don't work out with the podcast, we are going to start a YouTube channel for ASMR.
Yeah.
You do a really good job.
Should be gay ASMR?
Oh I'm copywriting that. We're doing it. I'm copywriting it right now. I'm very nervous about what this is going to be. If the second one was Peppermint Patty, I cannot imagine what else is coming.
Yeah, this is... Okay, here you go.
Oh, my God.
Give her a sniff.
This smells exactly the same as...
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. Smell my glass and tell me that doesn't stink. Like Peppermint Patty. That's not good.
I smell... Well, I know what it is, so I smell what I...
My
know.
Stinker smells.
Smell it again.
All right, I'm going to go in for a suckle. I hate it. What is that? It tastes like straight alcohol, which, I mean, it is, but like...
Sip it. You can
is it cinnamon?
There's... This item would have cinnamon.
Okay.
What it is named after. There's definitely cinnamon in it. I'm happy you can pick up on the notes of cinnamon, Kevin.
You know what? I am a... You know what? I know a lot about flavor. I'm coming from flavor
town. This is going
town.
Well.
I don't even know what to say about this one. I don't even know what that is.
Well, you tasted cinnamon.
I tasted cinnamon, but I don't taste anything else. Is it Gingerbread House?
No.
I don't even know what this... What else has cinnamon? Is it applesauce? Is that real?
You're close. You're close.
Spiced apple?
You're close.
Apple crisp. It's an apple crisp.
Apple crisp. And it tastes like apple crisp.
I would not have put that with a holiday flavor, though. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I didn't guess it. Because okay. I didn't think Christmas with that.
Okay.
But...
That's fair. But taste it again and tell me that does not have the back taste. You know, seltzer has, like, that back taste. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Its first taste is seltzer. And its back taste is...
Do you know when you taste... Like, when you can taste the word stink? You know what I mean? No. Like, I can taste this, and, like, in the back of my throat and in my mouth, wherever there isn't liquid, the air in there says, this is stink. That's what it says. It says, this is not, this shouldn't be in here. It says, oh, this is stink.
Stop. Stop it now. Your pinky's out while you take a sip.
Because I'm elegant.
Sorry.
Leave me alone.
You don't like it?
It's okay. I'm not a big cinnamon fan. I said that on purpose.
Okay.
I don't know. We've had three now, so I don't know.
I know. I feel it, but I feel it.
I feel it coming. It's coming. I just saw into
Kevin,
your soul.
Kevin says that in bed all the time. He just open mouth stares.
I feel it coming.
It's coming.
Oh, it's coming. Oh, there it is.
If any of you have a big old crush on Kevin, that's exactly what it's like.
If any of you have a big old crush on me, don't.
Or, like, let him know.
Just, I wouldn't do that either. Don't do that.
Don't tell him.
I'll cry.
If anyone has a crush on Kevin, just...
I'll cry. Don't
never
do it.
Make an advance.
Literally, don't even look at me. Just walk away.
No.
Block me. Don't.
Unless
don't
you have $1 billion.
Unless, yes. Hello, Jeff Bezos. How are you?
Bezos.
I don't care.
I don't actually care.
I don't care.
He's not.
Whatever. Crazy. As long as the money's in the account, I don't care.
Me.
That's what I'm saying.
Print that on a shirt.
Print, bitch. You are saying it.
Yep.
Preaching to the choir. All right. I'm going to finish this.
Yeah, do it.
I'm going to black out before we're done.
Perfect. Okay. Last one. Guys, we're on the last one.
I'm so nervous. Is it even worse from here?
This last one I don't like. And I liked this one. Wait, you have to put this in order. We have cranberry, peppermint patty, and apple crisp. Where do you put the apple crisp?
Okay, so I'm doing cranberry as mm-hmm. one,
okay.
Apple crisp two.
Oh, okay.
The peppermint is three. There it is.
I'm lining them up for no reason.
I said what I said, and I like what you did there.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay, so we're on to the last one.
Hit me with four. I'm turning away. I'm looking at Justin's wall again. I'm really admiring the aesthetic of the room.
Oh, wait, quiet.
The crunch of the can.
Oh, don't look.
I'm sorry. I didn't even look. I didn't look.
You just looked at me and I screamed like you saw me naked.
I did. I thought you were naked over there.
Well, many people make that mistake when I'm wearing a big baggy sweater like this.
So while Justin is pouring the fourth drink, I'm just admiring the room, and I'm seeing a lot of Christmas decorations, this beautiful cacti.
I really do
tapestry.
Too much with Christmas.
No, it looks great, the deer on the corner has a Trump dog toy on top of it.
No, it's not a dog toy.
What is it?
So I'm staying, because of COVID right now, I'm staying with friends, so I'm in like a, they're back, I'm like in a different part of their house. But one of them is a hunter, and they've hunted a deer.
It's beautiful. And it
has been shot and killed.
It's a buck. And it's
mounted on the wall over here. And I fucking hate it. I hate it. The idea of a taxidermied animal, I hate. The idea of like going out and hunting and wearing camouflage, I hate. The idea of voting for Trump, I hate. Okay? Nothing says I voted for Trump like a taxidermied animal. Let me clarify, though. My friends did not vote for Trump. but it does sit there, and it does have a Donald Trump doll that my old high school theater director, I shouldn't say my old high school, she's not old, my high school theater director sewed these Trump dolls, and they're like voodoo dolls, and you were supposed to beat the shit out of them and let the stuffing fall out of them and everything before the election.
That's incredible.
And mine is sitting atop a taxidermied deer.
But if I said to you right now, give that deer a name, first thing that comes to mind, say it.
Claude.
Oh my God. Bonjour.
Sorry, I don't know why.
I love it though. I could see Claude.
Claude.
So we think it's male.
Well, it's a buck. It has antlers.
A buck. Is it an actual buck? I just was joking when I said buck. I don't know what that
antlers,
is.
Antlers, Kevin.
I don't know anything about deer, Justin.
Girl, deers don't have antlers.
I didn't know that.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
They're called a doe.
That's looking dead.
A doe and a buck. A buck is a male deer. You didn't know does don't have antlers?
No, I didn't know that. That thing is looking...
God!
That thing is looking me dead in the eye right now.
Well, Claude. Those aren't his... I believe when you taxidermy a deer, those aren't their actual eyes.
I don't want to know.
I think they're marble.
That's disgusting.
It's atrocious.
I'm skeeved.
I don't want to assume any genders either, and I will allow this deer to live its life however it feels it needs to survive. Unfortunately, it is dead, and it has antlers, meaning that it also had a penis.
And its name is Claude.
And its name is Claude.
And Donald Shithead is on his back.
Yeah.
So.
The fuck.
Le fuck.
But
Claude and the fuck.
Yeah. We can continue to beat the shit out of it, though. During several of the debates, I was sticking pins into its face and its eyes and whatever.
Honestly, I feel like that probably helped Biden win the election.
Yeah, gay witchcraft.
Oh, absolutely. At its finest.
Yeah.
At its finest.
Okay, here.
Okay, so we're going to... All right, so last the fourth flavor. Glass is... Okay.
The flavor. Give it a smell. I will tell you, it smells like a urinal.
That does not bode well.
Oh.
It smells truly awful.
Yeah.
It smells like the... porta potty at a Little League game.
It does.
It smells terrible.
Like, it's not a joke. This is not a joke. I think it smells like piss.
Who at Budweiser thought that the Little League porta potty was the one stinker smell to throw with?
It has a little like
I'm gonna go in for a full sip. So we have talked about it before on the podcast.
Blah.
Walking into a Joanne Fabrics and like licking the brooms that they have. That's the
cinnamon
brooms. The cinnamon brooms.
This isn't cinnamon.
What the hell is
maybe
it?
Maybe there is cinnamon in it.
That's a cinnamon broom from Joanne Fabrics. I think that is the actual flavor title.
Mixed with urinal cakes.
Bud Light Seltzer Joanne Fabric Broom. I think that's what it's called.
It's not.
This is not the worst.
Oh, yes it is.
No, ma'am, it's not.
It's certainly,
it's not.
Don't you call my peppermint patty the worst. You could
I'm
chug this.
I'm pointing at you. Yes, I'm not going to chug. I wouldn't chug.
You
I would only
all
chug
of them.
One of these.
You've already chugged them all.
I'm halfway gone with my glass already. What's poppin'?
Baby, you've been chugging.
Baby, what's up?
Baby.
Baby.
Oh my God. I'm obsessed with saying baby now.
Mm.
I say it all the time.
Me too.
I looked at Heather and I said, I can't stop.
I love it.
But if I call you baby, I'm talking down to you.
No, me too.
Like baby. Oh,
baby. Really? Really, baby?
We can do better, baby.
Oh, baby. No, absolutely.
Like all the houses that I pass with their Trump flag still up.
I know.
Poor baby.
Baby. I literally
No one's told baby.
On the way here.
Somebody tell baby.
Baby. Baby sitting in the corner. No, on the way here, I passed a house. I said, oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Take that shit down. You look like a damn fool.
You look like an idiot.
You look like a fucking fool.
You look like an idiot.
Oh, I can't.
Take a sip.
Oh my God.
You're screaming at me.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It tastes like a mule.
Yes.
Is okay, it a ginger mule?
Continue on this thought. No, it's not.
It's not a Moscow mule.
No, will you stop yelling? I know what a ginger mule and Moscow mule is.
That's what it smells like. Holy shit. Like. No, what is this? Ginger snap?
Yeah, it's ginger snap.
No, ma'am. That's a Moscow mule. This one I could chug.
No, you could
yes,
not.
Yes, I could.
Guys, this one's the worst one. It smells like a urinal.
No, it's not.
It smells like a urinal.
It does. It smells like a Little League bathroom. But
it really does. It really does.
But it doesn't taste that bad, though.
See, I can't get over the smell, I think. Maybe that's my issue.
I was like, cover your nose. Pincher?
Does that work?
I don't know. I've never done that. Yeah, give it a go.
Hold on. How do I sip with my nose plug?
I don't know.
Right, here we go.
Did it work?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I couldn't taste it.
Oh, my God. And it's not bad. It's not bad.
It wasn't bad with my nose plugged.
That's right. We'll just plug your nose when you're chugging. I'm going to rate these now. Okay.
So let me go over the flavors again for the people that already know the flavors, but we've drank enough drinks. I feel like I need to repeat. The four flavors were cranberry, peppermint patty, apple crisp, and ginger snap.
Oh.
Who are we bringing to the stage? Which one of these drag queens came in first?
The first one is clearly, without a doubt, cranberry.
Yeah, it's the best.
Oh my God, absolutely. It's the easiest.
Yep, America's Next Drag Superstar is cranberry.
She goes down smooth. I love her.
Love her.
I know her. I've been voting for her since the start.
And she still smells good. Smell that. That smells like cranberry juice.
That is really good.
There's a couple more out there.
Grab them.
Yeah.
Grab them. I'm ready.
Okay. Next.
No. So number two, I'm going ginger snap.
Ah!
I am. While it might smell like the Little League urinals, it is the second best. It tastes like a Moscow mule. You're a liar.
You're lying to these people.
You cannot come at me.
You're
and
lying
tell
to
me.
These people. I'm sorry, people.
You can't come at me and
people,
tell me.
I'm sorry, people. He's a liar.
Here I am.
Okay, there's okay, so you want to put ginger snap. Okay.
Ginger snap is number
okay,
two.
Okay, okay, okay.
And I'm going to do apple crisp third.
Oh my God.
I am. And fourth
the
is
Courtney
going to
act
be the peppermint patty.
Darien Lake.
Oh, no. It's true.
Yeah. Okay.
So can I get your rating as well, though?
Yeah, yeah. Cranberry.
Okay, number
yeah,
one.
Yeah, she is the Bianca Del Rio.
She is. She's incredible.
So good.
Bless her.
And then I would go peppermint patty after that.
I can't believe that.
And then apple crisp.
Wow.
And then ginger snap. I cannot get over the smell of ginger snap. Will I drink it? I will.
Oh, my God. I'm going to
drink
all
of them.
I'll drink
all of them.
I'm drinking the whole pack.
No, if you had a healthy buzz, they all taste the same.
That is real.
All seltzers.
That is so real.
All hard seltzers taste the same if you have a healthy buzz.
I absolutely.
Because the watermelon kiwi one can get fucked.
The watermelon kiwi, eat shit. I don't want to see you until
I'll drink it.
I'm half the case through yep. and I'll see you.
Yeah. See and then it just tastes like water.
Oh, absolutely.
Hard seltzer is the best thing they ever did.
Honestly, it's a miracle because even though it's 100 calories a can. But I'm like, oh my God, I'm like watching my figure. Like I'm not shotgunning Bud Light anymore. Or
yes, you are.
It's been a minute.
Yeah,
I am.
60 seconds.
I still am. But it makes you feel good, and they are quite flavorful. They are.
Yeah, I think they're so good.
They're really good.
The cranberry one can.
I'm here for the cranberry. Put that shit in a 12 pack. I'm here for it.
Yes.
Me
I
in
agree.
An ugly sweater near that tree, laying down on my
yes,
ass because
yes.
I can't stand up anymore. But
yes.
I've had the whole 12 pack of that. Yep. Yeah. That's it.
That sounds great.
That's my dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's take a break.
So we've talked about it before. And I'm feeling very old and, like, very, like, elderly lately.
Yeah, you look old.
I know. I look like I'm in...
Old.
Right? Yeah, I look decrepit. Like, it's awful.
Old.
I want to touch on the 2020 Spotify Wrapped really
oh my God.
Quick.
Okay.
Because talk about a tough year for me again. So... For anyone that doesn't have Spotify, I just want to touch quick. It does a quick wrap through. First of all, if you don't have Spotify or Apple Music, what are you doing? Second of all, If you don't have Spotify, I just want to touch quick on what the wrap-up is.
Yeah, tell me, because I have Apple Music.
You do, but Apple Music has their own version this year.
I know, I saw that and I'm not checking it.
I think that that's weird, because I would be very curious.
I'm not curious.
So,
I know what it is.
So, for the Wrapped on Spotify, I was very cautious, because 2020 has obviously been a year that is different. And no. For me, during quarantine, I didn't listen to music as often as I do normally, because I just kind of disconnected, I guess. But like normally when I'm listening to music, I'm at my desk, and it's the music that I'm listening to is trying to prevent me from ripping my coworkers' heads off.
Mm.
So that's really fun. But I did my Spotify Wrapped this year, and my 2020 Artist of the Year again for the third year in a row is Enya. I'm so old.
Welcome back to the chat, Enya.
Oh,
welcome back.
I'm so old.
You are old.
But then followed very closely by Little Mix.
Two in the same.
Really. Two in the same. One of them just wearing a long flowy gown.
Can I ask you, did you expect
Enya? No, I didn't.
For real?
I really did not.
Tell me again, for real?
For real, I did not. I really didn't, because
everybody
months,
who's listening is like...
Yeah. No, guys, no, I did not. I really didn't, because most of the time I wasn't working over quarantine,
okay.
So I didn't have anyone's throat to rip out. So I thought that I was going to have, like, Ava Max or, like, Little Mix. And I really genuinely thought that Enya wasn't going to cut the top. And, honestly, I've been listening to a lot of, like, really, like, sad Sleeping at Last music lately. So it's like, I didn't expect Enya to be on there. But that fucking bitch.
She made it.
She found her
way. What's her most popular? What's her popular song right now? Sing it.
Only in Time.
Sing it.
Who can say... It's in a Kraft mac and cheese commercial, so you're welcome. But no, so I was embarrassed. But then I got embarrassed again, because it got to, they do a Spotify podcast wrap as well. And I was like, oh, like what could my top podcast be for the year? It couldn't be Two Bland Gays, because we only have four episodes that are literally physically out at this point. There's no way. And it topped the list. Which
we have to top somebody's list.
We have to top someone's list. I guess it's going to be ours. I didn't think it was possible, but how many times have I fucking listened to our podcast on Spotify? Because Jesus.
1,000 times.
That's insane. That's crazy. I can't. So I know that I'm embarrassed with my, like,
yeah.
Rap. But, and I know that you don't have Spotify. So if you know what yours are, though.
I do. I absolutely know what my top things are.
So tell me who your top artist of the year is.
It's 100% Sarah Bareilles.
Oh no, I love her.
She's my favorite.
She's incredible.
I'm very attracted to singer songwriting female artists when I'm picking out my music. That's
yes.
what I like.
Yes.
A girl sitting at a piano, great. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Is singer songwriter females. Sarah Bareilles is my favorite artist. I think she's incredibly talented. And then the fact that she like dipped her toe into musical theater.
I can't.
And that entire cast recording is a bop.
Ugh.
She's so good. Have you ever listened to Waitress? You've listened to Waitress.
You know I've listened to Waitress.
Yeah, it's so good.
Oh, it's so good.
And Sarah Bareilles is incredible. She would absolutely be my number one on there for sure. Like, there's no way that she's not. I know every word to all of them.
How could you not?
All of them.
I'm a little embarrassed that she's not in my top five. Because
that
I
is embarrassing.
To her
she's
so
incredible.
Much. Sarah Bareilles is an artist that I literally want to jam down everyone's throats. If you didn't know who she was, I'm sad for you. Like, I want you to know who she is.
Please
because her music is so incredible and her lyrics are so... I can't.
And then absolutely my number two, which is not a singer-songwriter female, is City & Color. I listen to City & Color all
no way.
Time.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. It's like my, I listen to the song Oh Sister probably once a day, and it makes me cry.
I'm in tears currently.
I think that they're amazing.
So good.
Yeah.
I, for some reason, was going to be like Hamilton. I don't know why.
Oh, okay.
I'm really just stereotyping
here. I do listen to a lot of musical theater, but my musical theater cast recording right now, my current love is a musical called Funny Girl. Do you know Funny Girl?
I don't know Funny Girl.
Funny Girl is a musical from the 1960s. And it starred Barbara Streisand. We love Barbara Streisand.
We love Barbara. I mean, come on. We do.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And it's wonderful.
What do you think your top song of the year is?
It's Miss Simone by Sarah Bareilles. Miss Simone. I think it's going to be my wedding song, like my first dance song.
Oh my God.
And I'm saying this, I don't even have a boyfriend. But they have no say.
But it's not their choice.
It's a beautiful song.
Oh.
It's about Nina Simone. And you need to listen to it. It's so good. And I've listened to it so much. When I used to ride the subway every day, I listened to it every day. Every day on the subway, I listened to it. And it's like, I don't know, makes me emotional. It's so good. Yeah.
She's wonderful. I can't.
I can't remember if we've told this story or not before.
Oh, my God.
But Kevin and I used to drive around in college in his car and listen to the songs Breathe Again and Bluebird.
I'm crying.
By Sarah Bareilles, and literally cry.
Oh my God.
We'd hold hands. And cry.
So good though.
Gay.
But like, that's the thing though, especially with her, and like, not to like bring down the mood.
Bring it
but
down.
Like, I'm going to bring it down.
Bring it down.
Because those two songs, and no matter, like, they just fit the mood.
Yeah.
They fit where we were in our lives at the time, and they still do fit the mood. And she just writes feelings.
Okay, hold. I'm going to bring the mood back up.
Bring it up.
Kevin used to cry to the song Bluebird by Sarah Bareilles. And it's a breakup song, but he was never in a relationship with the guy that he cries over. He was obsessed with this boy in college, and the boy in college did not like him.
We are really going there.
So he cried in his car over it with me, and I'd hold his hand.
Leave a bitch alone. Damn, you're so rude. Let me feel my feels.
Well, but now with that guy, are you happy you didn't wind up with him?
No, ma'am. I'm like, I'm good.
Like,
not my
you're
thing.
Good.
I'm like, I'm tugging
you're
along.
You're good.
I'm a tugboat tugging along.
Yeah.
Toot toot. I'm okay.
My boyfriend in college now sells crack on the street here.
Ooh.
And that's real.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Been to jail.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I have.
And hopefully an avid listener to Two Blind Gays.
Hi, welcome. Good to see you.
I don't give a fuck.
Hope you're doing well.
I don't.
Oh. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. How'd we do?
Head over to our Instagram and chat with us.
And make sure to come back every other week and listen with us again.
And remember, don't
be an asshole to anyone today.
Bye. Bye, friends.